Good morning. This is Akashwani. I am VC Pramod with the World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to hold talks with President of Cyprus Nikos Christodoulidis in New Delhi today. First International Big Cat Alliance Summit scheduled to take place in New Delhi on the 1st of June postponed. Pulwama terror attack mastermind Hamza Burhan killed by unknown gunmen in Pakistan-occupied Jammu Kashmir. India's Chandrayaan-3 lunar mission wins 2026 Goddard Astronautics Award by American Institute of Aeronautics and Astronautics. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says Washington is ready to sell as much energy as India is willing to buy. And world's first AI feature film Hell Grind premieres at the Cannes Film Festival. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with President of Cyprus Nikos Christodoulidis in New Delhi today. He was received by Union Minister of State for Road Transport and Highways Ajay Tamta at the Delhi airport. He is accompanied by a high-level delegation comprising Minister of Foreign Affairs Dr. Konstantinos Kombos, Minister of Transport, Communications and Works Alexis Vefedis, senior officials and business leaders. This is the first visit of President Christodoulidis to India in his current capacity. A report.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the President of Cyprus will hold discussions on further strengthening bilateral cooperation in various areas of mutual interest. The areas include trade, investment, technology, education, culture, mobility, defense and security, artificial intelligence, fintech, innovation and research. They will also exchange views on issues of regional and global importance, including cooperation in multilateral fora. Several agreements will be signed and exchanged after the talks. The President of Cyprus will meet President Draupadi Murmu at the Rashtrapati Bhavan today evening. The visit of President of Cyprus taking place within a year of the historic visit of Prime Minister Narendra Modi to Cyprus in June last year, which was the first visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Cyprus in over two decades. This visit also assumes added significance in view of Cyprus's ongoing presidency of the Council of the European Union. India and Cyprus share close and time-tested partnership. The two countries will mark 65 years of diplomatic relations in February next year. Anupam Mishra, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The first International Big Cat Alliance IBCA summit, which was scheduled to take place in New Delhi on the 1st of June, has been postponed to a later date. The summit focuses on the conservation of seven big cat species, which are tiger, lion, leopard, snow leopard, cheetah, jaguar, and puma, and their ecosystems. A report.
The International Big Cat Alliance IBCA summit was being organized in conjunction with the 4th India-Africa Forum summit, as several African countries host big cats and are important partners in global efforts towards conservation, ecological sustainability and biodiversity protection. Following the decision taken in consultation with the chairperson of the African Union and the African Union Commission to convene the 4th India-Africa Forum summit at a later date, it was decided that in order to ensure broad and active participation from all range countries, including African countries, the first IBCA Summit 2 will be convened at a later date. The Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change has said that the new dates for the summit will be announced in due course following consultations with participating countries and stakeholders. The ministry added that India remains firmly committed to working with all partners to advance the shared objectives of biodiversity conservation and sustainable development. Samarth Singh for Akashwani News, Delhi.
Hamza Burhan, believed to be one of the masterminds behind the 2019 Pulwama terror attack that claimed the lives of over 40 CRPF personnel, was killed yesterday when unknown gunmen opened fire on him in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir, POJK. We have a report.
Burhan Hamza, alias Arjumand Gulzar Dar, alias Doctor, a commander of the Al-Badr terror group, was designated as a terrorist by India in April 2022 for his involvement in a series of terror acts in Jammu and Kashmir. He had been living undercover as a teacher in POJK following the Pulwama attack. According to local police, Burhan, a principal of a private college in Gojra, Muzaffarabad, was targeted when he came out of his college Thursday morning. The attackers fired multiple shots at close range and he sustained 3 bullets to the head. Hamza Burhan, born in 1999, hailed from Pulwama in Jammu and Kashmir. He went to Pakistan on valid documents where he joined the Al-Badr terror group. According to the Union Home Ministry, he was an active terrorist and commander of Al-Badr. Since going to Pakistan, he had been motivating youth to join Al-Badr and funding the outfit's terror activities. Chirag Jha, Akashwani News, Delhi.
India's Chandrayaan-3 lunar mission has been honored with the 2026 Goddard Astronautics Award by the American Institute of Aeronautics and Astronautics, AIAA. We have a report.
Indian Ambassador to the United States Vinay Quatra accepted the award on behalf of the Indian Space Research Organization at the American Institute of Aeronautics and Astronautics, Accelerating Space Commerce Exploration and New Discovery 2026 conference. In his remarks, Ambassador Quatra outlined Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Space Vision 2047, highlighting India's roadmap for deep space exploration, human spaceflight, and the rapid growth of its commercial space sector. He also called for strengthening collaboration between the governments, industries, and research institutions of India and the United States, underscoring the deepening partnership between the two nations in space exploration. On 23rd August in 2023, Chandrayaan 3 made history as the first spacecraft to achieve a soft landing near the moon's south pole, a region of immense scientific and strategic importance that had never before been explored at surface level. Yashasvi Kiryal for World News.
This is Akashwani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has said that the U.S. is ready to sell as much energy as India is willing to buy. He said this while responding to a question about India being affected by high energy prices due to the closure of the Strait of Hormuz. The minister said this in the interaction with reporters in Miami as he embarked on the trip to Sweden and India. He also described India as a great partner and said his visit is important as it would give him an opportunity to meet with ministers from the Quad nations.
There's a lot to work on with India. They're a great ally, a great partner. We do a lot of good work with them. And so it is an important trip. I'm glad we're able to do it because I think there'll be a lot for us to talk about. And we'll also meet with the Quad there, which is important. Something, I think my first meeting as Secretary of State was with the Quad. So I believe like I got sworn in, I did the thing in the lobby, and then I went right upstairs and that was my first meeting. And I'm glad we're able to do it now in India. And we're going to do one later in the year as well.
The standoff over the Strait of Hormuz deepened yesterday as Iran's newly established Persian Gulf Strait Authority published a map asserting regulatory control over a vast stretch of waterway stretching from Iranian shores all the way to the Emirati ports of Fujairah and Umm Al Quwain. The Iranian body declared that all vessels transiting the area must seek prior authorization from the authority, a claim that drew sharp condemnation from the United Arab Emirates. The Iranian authority's map claims jurisdiction over an area that includes waters directly adjacent to UAE territory, a move Emirati officials say violates their sovereign rights. At the Cannes Film Festival, a new film made entirely using artificial intelligence, AI, was premiered yesterday. The film named Hell Grind is a 95-minute flick which took a team of 15 to be created in just 14 days at a cost of roughly $5 lakh. San Francisco-based startup Hicksfield AI has billed their science fiction experiment as the world's first ever AI feature film and even dropped a trailer for it on Wednesday. The movie is packed with violent fantasy action sequences and has a gods and monsters plot. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to hold talks with President of Cyprus, Nikos Christodoulos, in New Delhi today. First International Big Cat Alliance Summit scheduled to take place in New Delhi on the 1st of June, postponed. Pulwama terror attack mastermind Hamza Burhan killed by unknown gunmen in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir. India's Chandrayaan-3 lunar mission wins 2026 Goddard Astronautics Award by American Institute of Astronautics and Aeronautics. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says Washington is ready to sell as much energy as India is willing to buy. And world's first AI feature film Hell Grind premieres at the Cannes Film Festival. And that is the end of the World News.